depths of her throat. Damn, he was yummy. When her eyes met his, a sensuously wicked grin turned up his mouth. His smile was a little arrogant and a whole lot sexy. Sexual longing swamped her as he fueled the flames inside her belly. Feeling suddenly feverish, she licked her dry lips. Honestly, the man oozed sex appeal like none other. An unexpected flood of moisture dampened the juncture between her legs and brought on a quiver. Taylor worked to compose herself. "Yeah, everyone but me," she croaked out, her sex clenching with need, her nipples tightening in euphoric bliss, begging to be touched, licked, and suckled by none other than drop-dead gorgeous firefighter Christian Bain, a.k.a. her best friend. "So ask him out." Megan tossed a salted peanut into her mouth. "What's the big deal?" "The big deal is it's too late for that. We're in the friendship zone." She paused to do air quotes around that one word. "I'm his buddy, his pal. Someone to eat Chunky Monkey ice cream with or watch movies with after one of his week-long fuckfests."
"So you want to be part of his weekend-long fuckfest, then?" Sarah piped in.
"Hell yeah, but he doesn't seem to be interested in me that way." Taylor paused, pursed her lips, and cut her hand through the air. "Come to think of it, I haven't been attracting a whole hell of a lot of attention from any of the guys around here lately. And those few men I have ended up between the sheets with haven't bothered to call back for seconds." She glanced at her friends. "Is there something wrong with me?" Toying with her ponytail, Taylor took note of her jeans and loose-fitting blouse. At 29, maybe she'd skipped right over the vivacious vixen stage and straight into grooving granny.
"No, there's nothing wrong with you."
Megan gestured with a nod toward the washrooms.
"Look at that cutie over there. He's speaking to another guy right now and pointing your way. I think he's got his hose aimed in your direction, chickie."
Taylor glanced toward the long hallway housing the washrooms, a hallway that she'd come from minutes earlier, and took note of the guy looking her way. As far as cute went, that firefighter had it in spades, but he was no Christian Bain, not by a long shot. Still, he looked like a guy who could get the job done. And tonight, after watching Christian work the pool table, she desperately needed the job done. Either that, or she was about to spontaneously combust. As Mr. Cute Guy moved across the room toward her, she noticed Christian's body language and took in his watchful eye. Gaze riveted, he leaned against the pool table and perused the action with mute interest. His brotherly instincts were kicking into high gear, no doubt. When his blue gaze flitted across her face, it triggered a craving deep inside her, a craving she knew only he could sate. Bending forward, Mr. Cute Guy put his mouth close to her ear, his warm breath hot on her neck. Speaking in whispered words, he said, "I think you lost something."
"Ooh. A new pickup line. How refreshing."
Taylor waited to hear more, but instead of whispering sweet nothings and telling her all the naughty things he'd like to do to her later that evening, he held his hand out. Mortified, she swallowed down the lump rising in her throat and glared at the hairnet swinging from his extended fingers.
"Oh, hell. I think this fell out of your bag earlier, ma'am."
"Thanks," she blurted out. With little finesse, she snatched the hairnet and stuffed it into her pocket. How totally frigging embarrassing. After Mr. Cute Guy twisted around and made his way back across the room, Taylor threw her hands up in the air, knowing it was time to make some changes before she turned into one of those little old ladies with 400 cats. "Okay, girls, I've had it. That's the last time a hot guy my age is going to call me ma'am." She slammed her hands down on the table, her voice taking on a serious edge.